Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, folks. It's me. It's Al Pitcher. I was absolutely surprised that I could remember who I was. Thank you for coming along with me on this little journey. This is November. Remember the podcast for November. It's cold. It's dark. The clocks have gone back. We're all a bit confused. We're all a bit like looking back and thinking, yeah, it's now the 11th month of the year. Fifan, what have I done? You've done a lot. You've listened to two of these and this is your third one. You've also embraced Halloween in a very confused way, Svaria. That's what I love about you people. You've gone, you know what? We're going to give this a go. And nobody knows actually when it is or what day it was or if it's happened yet. I actually put this on Facebook and someone wrote, we're just the 51st state of America. So I thought that's slightly escalated. But what I want to tell you is I don't know when it is. It's like Christmas in Svaria. No one really knows what the is going on. December the 24th, I'm not sure. I think it was the 25th, but let's celebrate a day early. Let's get in there. Let's win the medals, shall we? So if you want to Facebook me, you're very welcome. Write to me and tell me the reasons why Halloween is this and Halloween is that, because I still don't know what's going on. All I know is it's October the 31st. And I know that someone's having a party this weekend, November the 5th, and that doesn't make any sense. So there we go. There's my Halloween thing. Although I think what's come of this all is the thing with the clowns, isn't it? The clowns, people dressing up as clowns, fifan, freaking everyone out. And the thing I do now is I go to bed dressed as a clown just in case my house gets robbed. I think it's a good, safe plan. Not very good for the kids, though, if they have a nightmare and they come running into our room going, Mama, Papa, you're not going to believe this. And there I am going, just go back to bed. They probably won't go back into the room. This podcast this month is action-packed, as usual. It's got a guest, Marlene, who is, let's say, my tutor. She'll show her disappointment at my lack of learning knowledge and lack of dedication, but we'll get through that. And then my two children are on this one. We've had Frank. He's actually got his own fan mail now, gets Facebook message every now and again from people going, he's the highlight of the pod. He's now is going to be with his three-year-old sister. So we've got Frank and Iris, and that's a treat. That is a real treat. I hope that's okay for you. Other news, I've got two work-in-progress shows to go, the 14th and 28th. But in the middle of November or somewhere early, kind of late November, I'm going to be announcing my next tour. It's in 2017. I know it's long, long away, but it's a great time to buy that Christmas present. Go, fifan, you are the first people. So I will have the details. The best way to do this is be a friend on Facebook. There's a little Al Pitcher page. It's got a little orange flag. And then you'll know when it's going to happen. I don't want to, you won't be, you know, receiving nude photos or you won't be, sorry, what's that? You're quite happy with that? No, you won't be getting those kind of things and you won't be getting marketed and stuff like that. It's just purely a page where I try and entertain and try and make people laugh. So go on to that one and or look out on alpitcher.com for anything that's coming up. But it's going to be a big announcement and it's going to be the big tour and you're going to be the first to know about it. Also, SVT, we've got an SVT special. It goes out early January. Can't tell you much more, but I can tell you I'm damn excited. It's the best of the Fika, the Portor and the Nemen. Put them together, made an hour show, and I'm really, really proud of it. So I hope you really love it because I loved doing it. If you're trying to, you know, I get quite a lot of messages about this podcast and people saying, hey, this is a cool way. I really want to learn, you know, and let's learn together. That's what I say. I know that there's a couple of apps out there at the moment, one by Duolingo. It's a free app. You can go on there and you learn Svensk. Brilliant. I'm on it. I'm not on it, but I'm doing it. And it's going good. I know there's a company called Läkarol who've got an app where they get people speaking to Swedes. People who are trying to learn the language, you go on their app and you get to speak to a Swede. I think that's brilliant. That's a great idea. So get on that. And yeah. That's it. So we're going to learn together and we are going to be free birds upon the language of the Sverige. I'll also be giving away 2 free tickets at the end of this podcast for November the 14th and 28th. They're going to be full, so we're going to have to squeeze you in somehow. But that's also blown my mind. People coming along to watch my work in progress shows, which have been absolute fun. Really good fun nights, Monday nights, Stockholm Comedy Club, and I only got 2 of them left. I know that the 28th will be the best of all my work. Another great thing with this language as well is you do try and learn it, you know, you try and absolutely learn it all the time, and one way to do it is to kind of do this Google Translate, and I love it. I typed this in today and this is what came back up.
Hey, du skitstövel, vad som hände med ditt ansikte?
See, there you go. Hey, you asshole, what's up with your face? So that's the kind of thing I think we all need to learn and we all need to embrace. Talking of embracing, this is my tutor. This is a person who has shown disappointment, but I hope you enjoy this. This is the first interview of this month's podcast, Fika med Alpitcher. Here is my guest. This is Marlene.
Stucka, stucka, stucka with my guest. Stucka, stucka, stucka under house arrest. Stucka, stucka, stucka gonna help me with my Swedish test. Okay, here is my guest.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't know why I went all gangster. I'm here with my private tutor, Marlene Hirkby. How are you, Marlene?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you for joining me for a Fika. We've just had a Svensk lesson, very early stages of my discovery of the language.
Just a couple of years in.
Well, when did we meet for the first time? When we did one in a coffee house.
Yeah, I think that was a year ago, perhaps.
Was it a year? Okay. Yeah. It's been a bit of a gap, but now we're back on it. We've just had the second one, and has there been any improvement?
I'm not sure, actually.
No, you've got to be honest.
Yeah. I haven't seen any clear improvement in today's lesson, but I think that you know a lot of Swedish, actually.
A lot more than
what you think, perhaps.
Yeah, I think there's just loads of words that I've heard.
You basically said today that you've heard all the words.
But then I have
You did say that.
Every Swedish word.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I've heard all of
the
them.
Words.
but I can't remember them. So do you think you're a teacher of English? Mm-hmm. You're a teacher of Svensk?
Yeah.
Do you teach other languages?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Just two? Do you think there's a certain point when people stop learning?
No, but I think it's a lot easier to learn a new language before you're 12.
Okay.
And then it gets harder and harder, I think.
If I could turn back time. I really struggle.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm a long-term project, or do you think there's going to be something? Because I think I'm at the point where I have to go into a coma or something and then wake up from a coma and like speak like Russian and Svensk.
Yeah, maybe. Or like have some kind of brain transplant or something.
Okay, yeah.
No, I think that you are in a... you have the ability to pick up a lot of words and language around you.
Yeah.
So you have a good ear for like picking up words from like all around you.
But it's just...
So that's good.
It's just words though.
Yeah.
So
then you can just work with the grammar and kind of like putting them together. But okay. I think the problem for you, one of the problems, is
you
that...
You might as well list them. The listeners need to know.
Yeah, yeah. Your major problem, I think, is that you speak a language that all other Swedish people can speak.
Okay.
So you are never forced, really, to speak in Swedish.
So I've got...
Like, not often enough, at least.
So my English privilege is biting me on the ass.
I think so.
Okay.
Because I have a friend's husband, and he came... Well, he's also very like gifted when it comes to languages. But he came to Sweden and learned Swedish straight away because he only knew Portuguese.
Okay.
Which meant he could only speak to his wife, basically.
Okay.
Without learning Swedish. He didn't know English. So I think for him, it was like he was forced. So the motivation was a lot bigger than it is for you. Because you can basically have a life without Swedish as well. So you need to like force yourself to learn more.
I force myself and I go through these moments. I'm on Duolingo now.
Yep.
And it said to me the other day that I'm 1% fluent in Swedish. And your congratulatory kind of SMS back was like, only 99% to go. Which I took as encouragement rather than demeaning. Kind of mockery. I think I'm on the verge of something that's going to happen. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think so too.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But what about like dialects and stuff like that? Because I found this. I was in Linköping yesterday, and I was kind of with these kids and playing, and I could hear the accent, the dialect, very different.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a problem, or should I not even worry about that at this stage?
I don't think you need to worry about that. You could actually go for a more like northern Swedish pronunciation of the kh sound, because it's easier for you to make, I think.
Yeah.
Like they say sjukhus instead of sjukhus. So that you could actually adopt one dialect over another because you like the... Perhaps it might be easier to make. But I think you do not need to worry about...
I don't have to worry about anything at the moment. Just learn.
Yeah.
But because Swedes have this tendency to go overseas and pick up accents. Like you were in Australia.
Yeah.
Where they called you Marlin?
Yeah, Marlin.
Marlin, because they thought there should be an R.
Marlin, like the fish.
Okay.
But without the R.
Okay.
And and I said, no, there is no R. And they said, no, it's an invisible R. And I said, sure, it's an invisible, soundless R.
Okay.
So I guess, yes, in Malin.
So because it should be Malin.
Yeah.
Malin.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. From now on, I'm going to call you Malin.
Yeah.
So I forget about the dialect, but just keep going. I do sort of pick up the words, though. The words, they're sort of there
But I need, it's almost like I need someone to just go, that's what it means. And I think we did all right today, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I just think that what you were saying, that you don't understand how anyone else can speak another language at all.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Yeah, you started off by saying that. And that makes me realize that the way that I look at grammar, I think, is different than you. Because I see like the structure in grammar that I then can compare to English grammar, and then can compare to Spanish when I took Spanish and Italian, or
I
can see these patterns. But you don't have to, because you're fluent in the only language that you know.
Yeah.
So you have never really had to worry about, oh, is this past tense or is this present? You just like,
I just say
speak.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I see a computer in front of me, dato, if you want to know, I just think everything for me is in English. Everything I see.
Yeah.
So nothing, I'm not seeing anything. My brain doesn't translate it at all.
No. And so, you don't have to worry about like parts of speech or, you know, tense, verb tense or anything like that. Because you just speak.
And also because I've been speaking this language all my life, I've become less intelligent with my language, you know?
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think when you come to Sweden as well, I think I've become lazier with my English as well,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because there are times, I'm sure that you have, with people who don't have svensk as their first language, where you're like, it's okay, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But they're basically saying, I water the drink.
Yeah.
And you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, or you can just mock them.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there are times like we were talking about, like were and is and, mm-hmm. and are. And for me, sometimes people say, you know, like I is drinking water.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's wrong, but it's okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Unless you're Ali G.
Yeah.
Is drinking water.
So you're saying that because you're hanging around people who
use it as a second language. Yeah.
You just become tolerant and then
lazier
in your
lazier. And also when I'm trying to learn languages, I haven't learned anything. When I'm trying to learn something else, my brain goes, yeah, but you've got lazy, you haven't looked after your own. It's like starting a fire and my other fire's out.
I think that you do not have to worry about like not being fluent in your language anymore, but I see what you mean, and perhaps you don't use as advanced words that you would if you were around people who also have English as their first language. I mean, you use perhaps like very tired rather than exhausted, like
things
like that.
Yeah. What
about, so you know a lot of fancier words than you can use in Sweden, perhaps.
But I'm amazed by Swedes when they're speaking English. They're very, very rarely do they say, "Oh yeah, what's that word for?"
Yeah.
You know, like you guys get it.
Yeah.
I don't get the Swedish.
But a lot of Swedish people use quite simple vocabulary, I'd say. Like
in svensk?
No, in English.
In English, okay.
And so they sound fluent, but it's just because you don't know the words there that they don't know. They just rephrase their sentences, and they might say, like, they don't use, they use very big instead of immense and things. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
They would use words that they know to get around the words that they don't know. And perhaps that's also making you dumber.
Okay, well, that's encouraging.
But now are you going to be fluent in Swedish?
Oh, we're going to get there. Yeah. We're going to get there. How long do you think I need? How long do you think be a doctor of languages? How long have I got?
I think that last time we tried, I said that you would be fluent by April.
Yes.
Which was last April.
Yeah.
But then we didn't have any more classes.
See, I said on one of the first podcasts, do you know what? I'm going to try and do stand-up.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes of stand-up by next year. And I think I'm already going to struggle with that. But I need to set some goals. So, and the listeners want to see some progress.
Yeah.
This is why I brought you in, to show evidence that the learning has begun.
Yeah, it definitely has begun.
Yeah.
And you've got homework now as well.
Yeah, and we're not turning back. Yep. But I think if we keep going, what I'd like is maybe in about 2 or 3 months, we get on here and we can have maybe a little Svensk, a little bit of pod Svensk.
Yep. That'd be, I think I'm ready.
you're always ready, but I'm...
Okay,
Yeah. We'll do that.
That's possible. Let's do a Christmas podcast in Swedish, or a few minutes of Swedish.
Well, it won't be this Christmas because I'm going away. Okay. I'm going away in December, but we could...
Spring.
The Vorsensla pod, we call it.
Exactly.
It's the Vorsensla. Classic. Better stand up there from Hell Pitcher. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And if anybody's got any questions and wants Marlene to help them out with Swedish, maybe, you can't have her because she is dedicated to the progress of the picture. Thanks a lot. And we'll see each other throughout, and then we'll meet in April, and people will be like, what the hell? Have I tuned? No, you don't tune into a podcast. Have I downloaded the wrong podcast?
Is this the Alex and Sigge podcast?
Yeah. Is this guy talking Svensk, you know? I was going to diss them. I don't know how to diss them. I don't even know them. But I thought I'd start a battle between the smallest podcast against the biggest podcast. Yeah. But they're doing what they do, and I do what I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tucka tucka Marlene. I'm sure you can hear the disappointment in her face. She's going to help me. I tell you, she is going to get me right. I find it very, very difficult, and I think you'll get this in the next section. I sit down this time with my kids and I talk about,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm trying to learn the language and the way that they just take the piss out of me. I know that's not a Swedish thing to say. They joke at me. I hope this is okay, putting a couple of kids into your ears. I don't know if you've on the way to the work. Maybe you're on the way to the work and you're thinking there, you're sitting there thinking, oh, my kids, why did we have kids? And then you put this podcast on and bow, here come my kids. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this. This is a little interview. We had Frank and he's done quite well, popular wise. And then this is Iris as well. So we've got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old here. And a lot of the reason why I'm doing this podcast is to build up the moment when my daughter and I are speaking Svenska. That's very, very important, because at the moment she meets me halfway with the English, but we do have these amazing moments of just staring at each other while she says something in Swedish and I think, fy fan, and then I have to Google translate it. So you're going to really enjoy this. Thank you for listening to this. Here are my kids. These are the two little legends. If I could rename them, I'd call them Little Legend Bilbo, Little Legend Frodo. Here they are for you.
Mm-hmm. Right, we are here. This is Fika, mid Al Pitcher. I'm Al. Thank you so much for...
And I'm Frank. Even if I'm disturbing Papa when it's his talk.
Yes, you are disturbing me. That is my son, Frank Pitcher, and you are...
Iris!
I'm Iris!
That's Iris. So this is the first time you've appeared on the podcast, Iris. How do you feel? Frank, how do you feel, Iris?
Good.
Thank you. One of the reasons why I'm trying to learn the language of Svenska is so that you and I can speak, isn't it, Iris?
Yeah.
You've got to speak. You can't nod your head. But no, you're nodding your head still. Just say, you make a noise. Just say, yeah.
So you can't do that.
Okay. So what we did today, we've travelled together on a train.
Yeah.
On SG. Boo. It was delayed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It took longer. It took longer,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. Because the doors were going
The doors wouldn't open, would they?
Yeah. Then he just...
No.
And then we had to move trains, didn't we?
Yep.
Yes.
But it was quite exciting because we live in Vorburg, don't
yes.
we?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Vorburg.
Vorburg.
Yeah. That's a very difficult thing for me to say because what I'm saying is I would say Vorburg, right? Don't laugh, Iris. I would say Vorburg, but in Svensk, you have to stop the "ber." You have to kind of go Vorbay. It's like you stop the word halfway through, isn't it?
Vorbay.
Do you understand?
Sound like a baby.
I don't sound like a baby, but you know what I do, Iris, do I?
Yeah, I'm Swedish, you talk like a baby.
Vorbay. Okay.
I'm a baby.
I'm a baby. Okay. But listen, I'm trying to learn Svensk, okay? So what I do is I put it in on Google Translate, and this is Vorburg. Okay, listen now.
Vorburg.
Okay? Vorburg.
Vorburg.
Did you hear that?
Vorburg.
Right, that's... Yep, okay. But then over the weekend, we went to a place called... Vorbay.
Vorbay.
We went to Vorbay, didn't we, Iris?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, but when I listen to this, listen now.
Vorbay.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Vorbay.
Vorbay.
Yeah. So you're not helping me, are you? You've got, we live in Vorbay, and we were in the weekend, we're in Vorbay.
Yeah. You're a baby.
I'm a baby. Thank you. So we put the clocks back today, so it's going to be darker earlier. Does that make you happy or sad?
Yeah, happy. Sad.
Why happy?
Me happy.
Why are you happy? You don't know why you're happy. You don't need to know why you're happy. Do you like it more dark? Do you at night?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because Mama's seen a bat and I'm always want to see a bat.
You want to see a bat, that's why you want it to be
outside.
Dark. That is a very good answer. It's Halloween.
Yeah!
Okay,
yeah.
Frank, it's Halloween.
Yes!
So what are you going to dress up as, Frank Pitcher?
I'm just going to dress up to a circus man, and I'm going to have like this white and blood.
Okay. And you, Iris? Iris?
Am I going to have a bit black?
What are you going to dress up as? An angry butterfly? Okay, you got to speak. You can't nod your head. You're nodding your head more and more. You've got
Iris,
to speak.
Iris, when you nod your head, nobody can see something.
Yeah.
Nobody can see something.
Nobody.
This is not a camera. You can just talk in it.
Okay, good. But what's it going to be like? Because Swedish people, right?
Mm.
And you two are Swedish, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's it going to be like knocking on the doors, going there and going, hello, we're circus and butterfly. Can we have some goodies? Do you think Swedish people like people knocking on their doors?
Yes.
They don't mind it?
No.
So how many houses would you like to go to? Five. Okay, Iris, you have to speak. You have to say things.
One. Two. Three. Four.
Four houses. Okay, we'll go to four houses. Do you think the Halloween tradition is a good thing for Sweden?
Yeah.
You know, it's from America. It's not really a Swedish tradition. You know that. But you think it's okay to be scared?
Yeah. You're not scared.
You're not scared. You're scared of nothing.
No.
What about when we went to the Universium in Gothenburg?
Yeah, I wasn't scared.
You weren't scared. We saw snakes.
Yeah, I'm not so scared.
We saw sharks. Mm. But Frank, you saw a girl with no head.
Yes, had head. It was like this. And it was like this.
Frank, you're plotting Engelska.
He is prata Engelska. Yes. It's okay.
And it was like this. And it was like it's a battery, like it's a battery picture.
Yeah.
Like it's a battery picture, and it was there when it changed to a lovely girl to a scary girl.
Oof, that's the Halloween story we don't want. What do you think about Fika? Do you like Fika?
Fika!
What's your favourite Fika? Is it? Do you like cafe?
Yeah.
Do you like Bulla?
No. Chocolate ball.
Chocolate ball, and you like Bulla. Okay. So, we've also been going around different cities. We went to Gothenburg.
Yeah.
We went to Vorbay.
Yeah.
And we played Pokemon Go.
Yeah!
Not the other day, at least.
Yeah, because we weren't allowed to the other day.
No.
But what do you think of Pokemon Go, Iris?
Good.
You like it? You think it's a good thing?
And guess what I'm going to do when I finish with this podcast?
What? This podcast? Look. Have you got your own podcast, have you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Pokemon on the TV. And I'm going to talk about Pokemon on my podcast.
On your podcast?
Yeah.
Have you got your own podcast, have you?
Yeah, it's about Amazon and Pokemon.
Okay,
I have an emphasis called Polska.
Polska? You can speak Polska. I can't even see Svenska. I can't even say Svenska. Say something in Polska.
Lappi and Kitty.
Lappi and Kitty.
Hala Kitty.
Hala Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
That's an English word.
But that's okay. That's okay. So we can speak Engelska. I can speak Engelska. Frank can speak Svenska and Engelska. And Iris can speak Polska.
And now,
how can talk three languages?
Three languages, and I can speak one. How do you feel? How do you feel when I speak Svenska? How do you feel when I speak? Like, listen, now, I speak Svenska, okay? Okay, ready? I'm going to open the door. I'm going to come in. You don't know who I am. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Jag heter...
Pappa.
Pappa?
Hey. Hi, I'm called Frank Peter.
Umo do?
Say not.
Say something. Okay, Iris knocked but didn't come in. Umo do?
Iris.
Umo do?
Bra.
Sov got?
So I've got.
So I've got. I said sov got. Did you have good food today?
Yeah.
Good mat?
Yeah.
Cut for mat then?
Back for Martin.
I got to go now. Hey, door then.
Hey, door.
See, that was easy. We spoke Svensk. Can you sing your last song about Huddinge? And then we'll go.
Tjubro, snorunge, välkommen till Huddinge. Du tror du är fin, men du liknar Mr. Bean. Jag ser hur det ser.
So,
but
to all the listeners.
Like Mr. Bean.
Thanks. To all the listeners, can we say... what do you want to say?
Mama. prata polska.
Mama can prata polska. Okay, well, I didn't know that either. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you two. You're an absolute highlight. And I hope one day that we can all prata svenska, yeah, and I can get there. And you don't laugh when I say Vorbag. Vorbag.
Vorbag!
Okay. Do take care, kids. I will see you around the house. Mm. Don't forget to teach me good svenska.
Yes.
And let's look forward to a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween!
Yeah!
Boo!
I'm not scared for Halloween.
You're not scared?
Till Halloween.
Nay, nothing to be scared of, is there? But what about that behind you? Okay, as you can see, I didn't mean to freak her out at the end there. I just, I did it for a laugh and she's still crying. But, absolutely hilarious. Well, even listening back to that now, really still cracks me up. I think kids are great, aren't they? Aren't they? Of course they bloody are. I'm going to give you a rant now, and this is when Pitcher becomes angry. Here it is.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
I tell you what, right? This is what we've got to do. It's November, right? We as a nation, this is a brilliant, brilliant country. Promise you, okay? What we need to do is socially lighten the up, okay? Take that, but socially lighten up. That's what we need to do. I think we're taking life too seriously. I don't know if it's the darkness. I don't know if it's the cold weather that brings it. But we all go from this happy, sunny Sverige, where we have a bit of sunshine and everyone seems to be on the verge of smiling at each other. But then they think, nay, fee, fun. And they take life too seriously. They think the world is nearly over. We think World War III is on the way. The clocks have gone back. The clowns are taking over. When you listen to this, a clown might be running the American country. Trump cannot win. Please don't let that happen. But what I want you to do is socially just lighten up, you know. There might be someone now, you might be sitting on a bus or you might be going into work and you'll see someone that you see nearly every day, okay? And you don't ever say hello to them. There's no hey, hey. There's not one eyebrow is raised in acknowledgement of each other's existence. What I want you to do from me, from my heart to yours, is I want you to just be kind and just go, huh, just speak. You never know what could happen. That's why I think like these networking sites and stuff like that are very big in Sverige, because you can hide. But what eventually you need to do is meet the real person. So I want you to be your person. I don't know how motivational or how sickly or how cheesy that sounds, but I just want people to smile. So socially lighten up. You know, when you go into a shop, if you're working in the shop, someone comes in, has a bit of the old banter, you know, banter, which is, you know, just to have a little chat, a little chit chat. It's not going to be life changing. It's not going to stop the earth. It's just a bit of talk. Have it. Don't just stare at them. Let them walk out and then go, hey, fun. They were weird. Just go with it. That's what we need right now. We need people to smile at each other. We need people to be kind, because you've been very kind to me. Sweden, you've been amazing. You've opened your arms and you've gone, you come here. Come here, you big ginger little monster. Let's have a kram. And I have snuggled in your bosom, Sverige. So, for me, let's socially lighten up. Let's smile. Let's take the awkwardness out of a smile. That's what we need to do. There is the rant. The rant is over.
Breaking news about our pitcher.
Okay, so what I want to tell you is... I am doing shows I'm going to be in Abenumio, November the 16th. I'm doing a show there at Fanny's. Fanny's still makes me laugh. I know it's a name. I know I shouldn't be juvenile. But Fanny is a very different thing for me. It's a bit like calling a supermarket Willy's. It does make me laugh. So I'm doing that November the 16th. November the 14th and 28th, I've got the Work in Progress Stockholm Comedy Club. You need to come along, get onto Facebook, get onto the little yellow orange flag one, join that, and then I'll tell you this, right? The password for the two free tickets, right? What you need to do is message me. You need to message me Viking Batman, okay? Viking Batman. And then you got to like the page and then send me a message. And do it, you know, doesn't matter when you're listening to this, because fifan, it might not be taken. The trophy, people might have think those tickets must have gone. I'm not bothering. Bother, go for it. November the 14th and 28th, Work in Progress, and it's all to do with a tour that begins next year, October 2017. If you join that and like that or watch my website, alpitcher.com, you'll be the first to know, the first to get the Christmas little gift sorted. You know that person that you think of and you think, oh, what can I buy them? You can buy them a ticket to watch my brand new show. It'll be the best thing I've ever done, I promise. Okay? Fika, Porto, Nemen, all together. All done, right? I put that in that's in the SVT special, which is out early January, okay? That's in the special SVT. So those three tours are done. This one will be a new tour. It's going to be a funky, awesome tour. I promise it'll be a great show. You'll laugh until you have milk coming from parts of you didn't think milk could come from. That's how good it's going to be. People are going to be like, did you wee yourself? No, I milked myself. So come to that. I'm doing Nora Brun, and then I'm going to Australia and New Zealand. I'm in Australia December the 8th and 9th. I'm doing the Sydney Comedy Store. I'm going to headline there. So you need to come along and give a bit of Swedish support. That would be kind of funk. Why am I saying funky? Who do I think I am? James Brown? Come along to that. I'll give more details in the December podcast. And also the New Zealand shows. I'm doing Auckland. I'm doing two nights, January 6th and 7th in Auckland. I will have more details coming up. So, like my page, get to know about the tour, get to know about the SVT special, get to know about the Work in Progress, and be in to win with Viking Batman. I think that makes more sense than I think anybody has ever made any sense. Thank you.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Okay, folks, that is Fika mit Al Pitcher. If you have enjoyed this, if you're trying to learn Svenska, I hope in a way the interviews and everything, I hope they help. I think my daughter making up the thing that she can speak Polska is enough. Anybody can do it. So get on that. See you at a show soon. Don't forget, download those apps that I mentioned early on. They can always help. And get talking, get smiling, and get with people. Thank you so much. I'll see you in December if I don't see you before. But watch out for that tour announcement mid-November. It'll be on Facebook, and it will be Instagram as well. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's it, isn't it? And my website. I was going to make a social media site up that no one else has, but that will just confuse you. Have a brilliant, brilliant time. I hope life is good. If it's not, hopefully it becomes good. Take care, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now. Puss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.